The mic is sensitive.
Hi, we're back on a Sunday when we're supposed to be doing this on Thursdays for Friday.
Well, we're a little late.
Do we have a good explanation for that?
Nope. Do you have an explanation?
On Even My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm playing Donkey Kong Bonanza Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, son?
Better than you.
No, you're not.
I'm not better than you?
No.
Well, we'll see how you do in Donkey Kong Bonanza at the end of the show, and then we'll see if you're better than me or not.
Well,
okay.
I'm sure I'm not better than you than that.
Anything new with you?
Nope, nothing's new with me. Is anything new with you?
I guess we could just get into the news right now.
Okay.
Right? If it's going to be like that. All right, so in the lighter side of news this week, teen hit by truck while sunbathing on the beach.
How did that happen?
This is a growing thing. Trucks run over people's legs.
Maybe
they were part way under sand. I don't have a lot of information. It said non-life threatening, ran over her leg, something like that. But people drive trucks on the beach.
Well, why do people think they need to bury themselves in sand? Maybe she wasn't buried in sand. Maybe she just lay in there.
There was a guy killed hit by a truck like last summer. A truck, I think, ran over his head or something in the sand.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, it could happen. And you can probably get away with it. It's an accident. How was I supposed to know there was going to be somebody under that blanket?
You're not supposed to drive on the sand. I saw this thing on the news that said that this guy was snorkeling right off the beach. I think it was in the Bahamas. I'm pretty sure it was in the Bahamas. Nassau. And a boat came up by the shore and like chopped it in his groin. It'd be horrible, but he survived.
But did he really survive?
He did. I know. He survived. I don't know if he can walk or not. But.
Okay. Well, in lighter side of news over here, CBS cancels The Late Show. Stephen Colbert to end program May 26.
Why don't they just say Trump cancels
May,
it?
May 2026. So there are some speculation here. You know, it's funny when he was announcing this, we were in the process of buying Stephen Colbert ice cream. I even said, I'm going to run back and buy another one to get a special on the Fetch app.
Did you buy the last one?
Yeah, but I think they may continue the ice cream. They started that when he was in character 15 years ago. It was over 15 years ago, I think, on The Daily Show for that, yeah.
He was like that's the best ice cream, I think.
It is, personally, I think, the best ice cream. The Ben & Jerry's Stephen Colbert, American Dream. Yeah, it's pretty good
stuff.
What's
it got in it? Like,
it's vanilla ice cream. It's really packed in there. It's got caramel swirl and chocolate-covered... waffle cone chunks.
That,
so it's not chocolate chips, it's waffle cone chunks. There's been many imitators, but no one has really pulled it off except Ben & Jerry's.
Great.
I've tried Haagen-Dazs. It was not any good. They've had a version, but yes, his show, he's like, no, it's purely a financial decision, guys. They said I'm irreplaceable, meaning they're going to cancel the show. There won't be a new host.
Well, he knows what's happening.
Who do you think people want to actually be the new host?
I don't know. Who do you think?
Craig Ferguson.
Really?
That's what everybody says. They're like, he should have been the host from the beginning. He wouldn't have had this problem. When Colbert took over, well, at the end of Dave's run or Dave's average or something, he was getting like 20 times the viewership of what Colbert gets. I think this is part of the way the media has changed. A lot of the people who have been kind of chastised by the media were actually, for a time, the viewers... But they were kept out of Hollywood, and then they became creators on their own. And those are what people are watching. They've turned the audience into the competition.
Huh.
People are not watching these things. Unfortunately, you still have to cast a lot of celebrities, it seems, to do voiceovers or to do voice roles in animated things.
Why?
So that they can then go on these programs late night to help market the show. If you cast nobodies, they won't get invited.
And they don't have anybody on the show.
That's why you have to have Amy Poehler in the feelings thing for Pixar and stuff.
Oh.
Now, this did kind of backfire.
She does do good, though.
This effort did kind of backfire, though. There was a new Smurfs movie.
Yeah.
Came out this weekend. I heard it was in the works. I had not seen an ad for it, nothing, whatever.
I've seen
it
a little bit on TV.
It's projected to have made $11 million this weekend.
Wow. And who is in it?
Rihanna.
Yep. Her voice.
She's such a big deal. She has what, one and a half good songs?
Well, she also has clothing line, a makeup line.
I just don't buy it. I think a lot of I think when it comes to a lot of these new entrepreneurs, like they're saying Selena Gomez is a billionaire. They're saying stuff. They throw out the billionaire on minorities is what they do. LeBron James, he's a billionaire. Selena Gomez, he's a billionaire. Or she's a billionaire. Rihanna, she's a billionaire. They do that without any real support behind it so that they can make it seem like minorities are making a lot of money.
I guess so.
They're willing to just say they're billionaires and stuff without any real proof behind it. So
I thought they had to prove
she's such a big deal. The movie she's in is losing $40 million at the moment.
And what's it called?
Well, it's the budget's only $58 million. It can potentially make up some of this in some way, but this new Smurf movie's doing nothing. Now, last I heard, there was another Smurf. They keep rebooting the Smurf stuff. At one point, Katy Perry was the Smurfette, but now it's Rihanna, and I don't know who was Bennett also, but they've been doing these CGI Smurf movies to make it no money, and they keep thinking they got the formula right. I never really watched the Smurfs in the 80s to begin with. Was there really a market for this?
I don't know. I thought Smurfs just kind of faded away, so but maybe there's some holdouts. We'll see how it does.
Why are we not doing
office.
The same thing with Fraggle Rocks?
I liked Fraggle Rock. That
I mean,
was
couldn't
fun.
Couldn't you actually keep doing the Fraggle Rock thing until you get it right?
Down
if we're going
to
do it with
Rock?
Smurf, right? I'm just saying. So the first shoe has fallen on the late night thing. Apparently, and there's no word on this yet, it would seem Jimmy Kimmel would be next.
Well, if you don't talk nice about certain people, you get in trouble.
I don't like where you're throwing your pencil around right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So I want you to be careful with that.
I will.
And we'll get into that later because she has a Switch 2 in front of her and she's going to hit it with her pencil.
Oh, sorry.
All right. So do you think that this is a repercussion, like part of this agreement they've had? Trump sued Paramount's family, Paramount right. CBS, Viacom, the family of that, because they edited a Kamala Harris interview to make her seem like she was answering the questions better. I think he had a pretty good case there. They settled for supposedly a $16 million contribution to his library. Do you think this was also part of the terms of the settlement, was getting rid of his biggest detractors on the network? That's the conspiracy theory. I think that sounds kind of plausible.
Considering every one of his opening monologues
was just a Trump trashing.
Yeah.
Like, I think people got kind of sick of hearing just a one-sided berating thing, and it wasn't particularly funny. The humor on this stuff.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel does the same thing.
Well, Jimmy Fallon struck some gold with viral moments before I think people really got less infused with it. Just canned viral moments of people playing kid instruments for their songs and singing carpool karaoke for the James Corden. Like yeah. That kind of worked for a bit. And then playing games with celebrities. I think people got to where they started to tune that stuff out because they'd seen it too many times. And then they realized they couldn't really make the viral moments and people weren't checking the show, or they were only checking online for the viral moments and they didn't need to watch
the
show.
I mean, your father and I would be considered the old people that still watch late night shows.
But do you?
Honestly, we watch that on YouTube afterwards. We have a chance, we look and see what the monologue was or something, you know. So we're even doing it. So I think they've just lost their audience. I think late night's gone.
I think the media has been splintered in so many different places. People aren't watching the same thing at the same time in many of these cases.
It's too easy it's too easy to
watch
what you
want
to watch when you want to watch it.
So do you think Jimmy Kimmel's next? I think Jimmy Fallon will hang on because that's a very long-running show and probably core element to NBC.
I think they're in danger. They need to figure something out.
Could late night work if there's only one late night talk show?
I have no idea. What do you think? What do you think would fix late night?
I think Jimmy Kimmel's a good host. I think that
like
he probably has the better of those three shows of as far as network stuff goes.
Right.
But it would be interesting if they could swing in Craig Ferguson. I don't think he's busy.
You like Craig Ferguson, don't
people
you?
Really like his interviews and stuff. And if he had the budget support that Colbert had here, they might be able to reignite something. They may need to actually take a look into this.
I guess.
But
don't know.
Colbert's show, I mean, if we're going away from the conspiracy about this, right, as this being a stipulation for the settlement,
right,
his show was losing a lot of money. It was losing $40 million a year.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah, they keep giving bigger contracts to these people, and they have less ad revenue coming in because fewer viewers are watching.
So how's Jimmy Kimmel doing as far as viewers and stuff?
I don't think they want to say, right?
They're not saying.
Now, the late night show that's actually winning all this is on basic cable. It's called Greg Gutfeld. I think it's called Gutfeld! Exclamation point.
And it's popular.
It's a very pro-conservative leaning type thing. it's not particularly funny as far as bits go. They don't really have a lot of celebrities dropping by. And they have a big panel with a bunch of people, and they all kind of, you know, chime in on the news stories. There's a way that can work. It's working for him pretty well. And it's really the only show they have on Fox News that has, like, a live studio audience. They could have a bigger studio, really.
Right.
But they don't have the celebrities swinging by to promote their stuff. If you don't have these shows for the celebrities to swing by, do we get less celebrities in stuff in the future? Do we run out of celebrities because they aren't needed to promote things where they can't promote them anymore?
Well, I think we need celebrities. And if you don't have a place to go and get to know the celebrities, because how else are we going to find out about them as people? I mean, how do we find, like, that George Clooney was really funny and likes to do tricks on people and stuff?
Shigeru Miyamoto, the guy he's co-CEO of Nintendo, creator of Mario, Donkey Kong, and The Legend of Zelda, has announced that they've cast their Zelda and Link for the upcoming live-action Zelda movie.
Yeah, who are they?
Bunch of nobodies, really.
Well, good.
But I think this
looks like... Are they American, at least?
No, I don't think so. Maybe the guy is, but the girl isn't. But I think this is not a bad formula right here.
Good.
Internet is outraged. You know why the internet's upset?
Why?
Because they wanted a guy to play Zelda named Hunter Schafer, because he's trans,
well, he
trans
looks like,
woman.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why they wanted this person to be Zelda? Do you
why?
See what's going on in that picture?
Because he looks like Zelda.
This is a concerted effort to cosplay as Zelda on the red carpet, to throw your name in the conversation for being cast as Zelda. I'm the only person in the world who sees what the scheme was. I mean, look, they were doing that all over that last John Wick movie. They were like ripping off the Warriors and stuff.
Uh-huh.
They had the voice on the radio and everybody's coming out,
yeah,
and they're playing the same music
the
and everything.
Warriors movie.
And that's supposed to get you to think, I think the people who made this should reboot the Warriors. That's supposed to subconsciously get in your head. This is the way people do stuff now. They get their name thrown in the conversation is what they do. So trans community got triggered that they're afraid to have a trans Zelda. Like, and it's like, no, this person was never really in the talk. This is something that got in your mind because of the way they were behaving. Local celebrity news. Move over, Mudang. We've got a baby pygmy hippo in Kansas.
Yeah, and your father told me, we have a baby pygmy hippie.
A pygmy hippie, right?
I said, oh, I'm visualizing that.
You two have got to get a Prevagen sponsorship. It's getting really difficult to hang out with you guys. So this is a little guy.
What's his name?
Is his name Mars? I haven't actually read the
Mars
article. I thought it was Mars. Yeah, there were three names to choose from: Styx, Mars, and Thor.
I like Mars.
Actually, maybe they're still voting. It's open till the 19th. Maybe they announced the winning name yesterday, because I heard this on the news recently, right?
You know, that's some place we've never
Mars.
Been, to Tanganyika.
We should go to Tanganyika and hang out with Mars.
It's
how about
Tanganyika.
That? Tanganyika. Shaniqua.
No, you can't say it.
Tanganyika.
No, Tanganyika.
I think I'm saying it right and you're saying it wrong.
No.
All right, well, whoever's saying it right, let us know in the replies or comments. So, these baby pygmy hippos, really popular. There may be a bit of a Mars boom over here in the Wichita area.
Only a mother could love that baby.
You don't think that's a good looking baby?
I think every baby. Your father says I've never seen a baby I didn't think was cute.
I think most people like the way these pygmy hippos look.
They are cute.
Yeah, well, last I saw Mudang celebrating year old, still looks cute. People still going to go see Mudang. So,
good.
So yes, that's a thing. And lastly, Georgia police dog dies after being left in hot car.
Oh, that's sad.
I wanted you to end on a high note here.
Yeah,
on the news.
That's depressing.
So, interesting thing about this. This was a bloodhound that was just donated to the Georgia police. I guess, you know, smells for stuff, right? That's what bloodhounds do.
Drugs and stuff.
It was in the car. This is a car for the canine unit. The officer went inside the police station, left the AC on. All's good, okay?
Uh-huh.
Is away for an extended period of time, comes back, the AC had a malfunction.
Oh.
And the car has a special temperature. If the dogs are getting too hot, they're supposed to turn on the car sirens. And it didn't happen.
Oh, that's so sad.
The officer was promptly fired.
The
way it's being reported, a lot of the early stuff left out the stuff about the safety precautions malfunctioning.
Right. Right.
So this was probably a pretty common occurrence to leave the dog in the car with the safety stuff.
Well, there's
stuff.
Places you can't take a dog in.
That might have been one of these places.
Like a doctor's
office? I don't know where they went, but the point is, this sounds like this was the officer adhered to protocol and the everything malfunctioned and failed the officer. But the officer's taking the blame for it.
Well, that's how things work in bureaucracy.
Are we going to sue the company that made the fail-safe that was not a fail-safe?
Well, they ought to.
Probably not going to get any jail time, right? Because that's the way things work around here. And I also have a trailer I would like you to react to. I haven't seen this, but it's the sequel to a movie that I was very early money on saying was good before, okay. And now everybody else is saying it's good because now it's popular to say it's good.
Okay.
It was called Tron Legacy. This is called Tron Ares, okay?
Yep.
And I haven't seen this. You haven't seen it. Let's go.
All right.
Since time began, man has gazed at the stars and he has wondered, am I alone?
Whenever they ask, are you alone in a movie, you're never alone, so right? There's always aliens or something.
AI, of course.
Big tech today. Virtual worlds, what are they going to look like? When will we get there? Well, folks, we're not going there. They are coming.
Everything's here. Noisy in trailers.
Is this Independence Harris, Day over again?
The ultimate soldier.
From within a computer brought to our world, I guess.
He's biblically strong.
You could think of it that way.
Lightning fast.
So I guess the perfect soldier AI supreme thing is played by Jared Leto.
And if he is
not a stretch for him.
I like their motorcycles.
Make you another.
Yeah, they're going to show the motorcycles. They call it a light cycle.
It kind of reminds me of our new car.
You're in control of this. You're not.
The orange, the red, and the dark. Like the Armada. This October.
You got some lava red on your vehicle.
We do.
It doesn't glow.
Are you sure?
Where are you?
I'm looking for something.
Oh, are those airplanes, or what was that?
They can they kind of carry their vehicles with them. Something if you make the position, the motorcycle appears around you. You
awesome.
Jump off of something, the wings appear or whatever.
So what do you think? Think it's going to be good?
Hang on!
I don't know. I mean, you can never assume too much these days. There's Jeff Bridges. Why he was in the original movie.
It's just a feeling. Fascinating.
You remember Jeff Bridges, right?
Yeah.
His dad was in Seinfeld. He was like, you think you're better than me? It's go time. And then he throws back out.
Is this the guy that wears dresses?
Yes.
He is handsome.
Not Jeff Bridges, Jared Leto.
Yeah, he's a handsome guy.
Oh, they even mentioned Nine Inch Nails does the music at the end. That's unusual. The last one had quite the bang and soundtrack by Daft Punk. That was a big selling point for it. So I guess they know that they have to get a good
we'll
soundtrack.
We'll see. It says it's due out in October.
The last one, I saw trailers for it like 3 years before it came out.
Really?
It took forever to get anywhere.
Now, this Tron's a video game, right?
No, Tron was kind of like Disney's first attempt at going at Star Wars. Hey, Star Wars takes place in space. Our thing takes place in the computer space.
Okay.
And people go into the computer. And it's basically Star Wars with computer.
There was never a game.
But there were a couple of arcade games,
okay.
Actually.
Tron games.
And
okay.
Yeah, there was a game
That's
element
I'm
to this.
Of it.
But they go into the computer world and the programs are there and there's users and the programs revolt and things like this. The original movies had it, the effects are not great, okay? But they were pretty ambitious. The second movie from 2010, I think. Way better,
well,
like
these
has
look good.
Can pull off the effects look and stuff.
I hope this does good.
So yeah, that was that, and I would like to actually close with a game, but not a typical kind of game that we usually do over here.
Okie doke.
My mom's going to play a little bit of Donkey Kong Bonanza.
Gosh.
Okay, I'm going to have to get
up.
I'm going to have to get up and kind of help you out over here. So I'm taking off my headset.
Oh gosh, they aren't going to be able to. See it or anything.
No, they can't see it, but that's okay. So we're going to turn this on and we're going to pull the Joy-Con 2s off, okay? And you're going to need those for this. All right, so this is Donkey Kong Bonanza here, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to show you the art mode first, okay?
Okay.
And this is a neat little thing where you get to do, like, sculptures. All right.
You see this banana icon in the bottom left corner of the screen. The game is
You don't have to read that. It's talking about things saving. It's no big deal.
Okay. It's a little dancing banana.
It takes a little time for it to get going there, but here, we're going to do the artist thing, and
what
now
do I
this
do?
This works like a mouse, okay?
Okay.
So what you do is try to paint or carve the rock. Okay, hold on, hold on. I'm going to hand it to you. All right, so this one's going to be like a mouse, okay?
Okay.
This one, you get your hands on it. I don't want you crunch anything. Okay, so we're going to hit this button to chip away.
Oh, it's shaking.
Okay, now hold on to this and go across the ground like that. And if you...
taking a hole out of the apple.
No, you're actually drawing on it.
Okay.
Now you can swap what you're doing to it. All right, now you're going to cut it. The same thing you were doing. Okay, hold on here. No, hit this one right here. And you take pieces out.
I make a heart out of it. How's that?
Well, you can try.
I can try. I'll put a hole in it.
Yeah, you're going to put a hole in it for sure.
Oh, there's a hole in my
You can change
apple.
The color and paint it, and then look. Wait. You can spin this around. See, now you can see the hole there, right?
Uh-huh. Oh, neat.
All right, so I just wanted to show you that real quick.
That's fun.
Now I want to show you when
it's all three-dimensional,
what it's
too.
Like when you're playing with Donkey Kong. Okay.
Okay.
So, I got to try Lots to figure out how to get out here. Yeah, this game is all about the bananas. There's going to be a banana
bonanza. Donkey Kong Bonanza, because it's about bananas.
Okay, here. Hold on to this.
Okay. What? How do I do it?
Get your hands on there. Okay, so we're just going to hit normal mode, and you're just going to destroy some stuff at the start, okay? So
okay,
try
how
to push
do I destroy things?
You're going to... This button's going to destroy... All these buttons are going to help you destroy stuff, okay?
All right. There's a moon. Far off the shores of DK Island.
Yeah, so actually inside. We're going to skip ahead. Inside, now punch. Hit the Y button to punch. Usually people do that with their thumb.
Oh.
All right, now you know
that is,
There's
Donkey Kong! Goodness.
Almost everything is destroyable except for very hard metals. But rocks you can destroy. It's a lot of fun.
What's that? It's got bananas in his eyes.
So you can walk over there, but you can also destroy everything you see by punching at it. And you can punch down and destroy the earth below you. Sometimes you have to do that to avoid danger. And then punch above you to climb
fun.
Up and punch.
Come on.
Oh, actually, I should be recording this here. Hold on. Oh, gosh, yeah. Hold on, keep going. Get to that banana. Get to the banana and punch it.
Oh, I jumped over the banana.
No, hit the Y button to punch it. There, you're punching stuff. You've moved your camera around, funny. You're trying to break the controller, aren't you? Okay, walk over to the banana and punch it. Punch, yeah, Y. It says Y. No, you're hitting X. There. Okay, you finally did it.
Oh, he's getting lots of gems or something. This is fun. Okay, go. Go.
Punch it.
Oh.
Well, you're doing some complicated moves there. There you go.
This is fun. Okay, go.
Okay, do you think you've seen enough?
Yeah, that's fun.
Okay, nice.
Okay, that's a pretty fun game. Everybody buy your mom that.
Yeah, I've been playing for a while, and I'm not very far because it's so easy to get sidetracked destroying stuff. All right, now do you have a quote for me?
I do. Last night we had something different for dinner, didn't we?
What was it? It wasn't chicken non-parm. What did we?
We had
corn dogs.
We had Sonic corn dogs and tater tots.
Right?
Yeah. What a dinner. Okay. Here we go. I like women with the head on her shoulders. I hate necks.
So this is probably a guy.
A guy with gray hair.
with gray hair. So that means he's still alive.
Yeah, he's kind of crazy.
He has gray hair and he's kind of crazy, so he's not bald. John Stewart?
No. He's kind of wild, too.
He's wild? Oh, okay. I see the hints here. He's always had gray hair.
Yeah. He's a wild and crazy guy.
Is he maybe also a bit of a jerk also? Yeah. Is it Steve Martin? Uh-huh.
That sounded like a jerk quote, didn't it? Bye-bye now.
Those are actually good hints for a change.
I know.